It's mostly older folks, casually dressed year-rounders, who make up today's lunch crowd of a dozen or so people at the Hearth and Kettle in Hyannis. It's a quiet bunch on a cold Wednesday afternoon in January. But in the back corner of the restaurant is a chatting group of notably younger people, about 30 in all, and they're there for a sold-out networking luncheon of the Cape Cod's Young Professionals Group.
I don't think I would have necessarily been so excited to stay here if I hadn't found CCYP.
A 1992 graduate of Dennis Yarmouth High School, 39-year-old Jenny Landers is one of a dwindling number of locals who went away and then came back.
I'm born and raised on the Cape, and I had left for a long time, college, living in other places. And then after law school in Boston, I had a job down here that was supposed to be temporary, and I also wanted to be here to help out my parents.
When it comes to reasons why young families are leaving the Cape, people generally speak about two things: a lack of professional jobs and a frustrating shortage of reasonably priced year-round housing. In Landers' case, she found a full-time position with a law firm in Hyannis. As for housing, her parents offered her a place to live with her husband, Chris. So she came back about 4 years ago.
We weren't sure how this was all going to play out, whether we really wanted to be back on the Cape or not. It was going to be a big decision to really just come home like that.
During the past few years, it's become clear that many Cape Codders are not coming home. The 2010 census tells us that during the previous decade, Barnstable County lost 32% of its adults aged 35 to 44. Some towns lost almost 50% of that age group. This dramatic demographic shift is sometimes called the graying of Cape Cod. But what's happening here is more than a numbers story. It's a housing story, an education story, and it's a story about people who are thinking about ways to fix it. For those people, the newest census numbers give the problem more urgency. Robert Clifford is a policy analyst with the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Earlier this winter, he released a study that gives the issue some economic context. Clifford says it's not only that the young people aren't coming back to the Cape after college, but a full third of the region's workforce is now aged 55 and above.
And in the next 10 years, if they retire around traditional retirement age or start to transition even to that part-time work, where is the supply of labor going to be coming from? And it seems at the same time the Cape and the Islands is losing those younger workers. It's almost a sandwiching where you're being chopped off on the lower end, and then you have the labor force moving on the higher end. So it's just a shrinking overall supply of labor.
Janine Marshall is the executive director of Coastal Community Capital in Hyannis, which loans money to small businesses in an attempt to encourage growth and create jobs. Last year, Coastal Capital issued some 50 loans totaling about $35 million, mostly to businesses on the Cape and Islands. And she says special attention is paid to young entrepreneurs.
There are a lot of ramifications of that age group leaving a region. One, it affects the workforce, obviously, dramatically. It has an impact on healthcare because the population is older. There's none of those young, healthy people around. It drives up the cost of healthcare. It also affects support for public schools. So there's a broad range of things that the outmigration of the 18 to 34-year-old has on the Cape Cod economy specifically. So we're always trying to lend to that group if we can to try and keep them on the Cape and the Islands.
Marshall says her staff works to mentor young business people, helping them grow their businesses as best they can, because workforce shrinkage is a regional economic threat.
It's not something that you can touch and feel, and so I think that's why it's had troubles gaining some traction. It's not an easily resolvable situation, I don't think.
The region's Chamber of Commerce is deeply involved in efforts to retain younger demographics on Cape Cod. Executive Director Wendy Northcross says the Chamber's working with government planners, regional bankers, and the Cape Cod Young Professionals Group to find ways to get younger people to stay or come back.
People really need to think about it, and they need to know it's not just hyperbole. There's hard, cold numbers, and those numbers are shrinking in terms of the numbers of young people that are living here. And you have to understand what that means. You know, they leave, your workforce leaves.
Ann Van Vleck is the executive director of the Cape Cod Young Professionals, which started out with a few dozen members, and it's grown to more than 500. Van Vleck says members are networking among themselves, but a growing number of businesses and institutions are coming to the Young Professionals Group to recruit workers directly.
They're also looking to our group to build their boards. Every boardroom practically on the Cape is sort of the same 12 people moving from boardroom to boardroom, and they're saying, we want younger people, we want fresh ideas. You know, they need the future leaders.
The Young Professionals Group is considered key in interrupting the continuing loss of the region's young people. Barnstable County's Chief Economic Development Officer, Leslie Richardson, calls the group mobilized and organized. But even so, the demographic information shows that the Cape will undoubtedly have an older workforce. Richardson expects more people than ever will work well into their 70s, and that few baby boomers will choose to fully retire.
I think our workforce is different. It's an older workforce, and that has ramifications. But I don't think we're as in deep a crisis as some might think. I think that it's important for the younger workforce to be mobilized and organized, and as they are, or as they have become with the Young Professionals Group, to make sure that they have the kind of community that they want to live in.
The nation as a whole is facing a young person problem. Nationally, the fertility rate is dropping, meaning that women are having fewer children. With baby boomers retiring and moving into part-time work, attracting young adults to any region is expected to grow increasingly competitive in the coming years. Business and community development leaders on the Cape aren't sure they can stop the departure of young people here, but they say targeting housing, higher education, and small businesses is the key to slowing the rate of loss. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.